Welcome to Soul Care Astrology, the podcast that helps you turn to the moon, stars, and Mother Nature for guidance in planning your days and finding your way home to yourself. I'm your host, Sarah McCormick, the astrologer behind Bella de Luna Astrology and the creator of the Soul Care Planner. Have you ever heard of a void moon and wondered what exactly that is? Well, today we are going to talk about it and talk about why void moons are my secret sauce to self-care. So a void moon, also known as a void of course moon, occurs as the moon makes its final aspect to another planet before leaving the current zodiac sign. Yeah, if you have a hard time wrapping your head around that sentence, I did too. So let's break it down. A void moon is a time period between when the moon makes its final aspect to another planet while it's in a sign before moving to the next zodiac sign. The moon changes what sign it is in roughly every 2.5 days. As the moon shifts from one sign to another, so as the moon shifts from Leo to Virgo, for example, there is a break in the energy where the moon is not making any aspects to any of the other planets. And aspects are things like conjunctions, squares, or trines. So during a void moon, the moon is not actively doing anything. It's not making any aspects to another planet. In astrology, the moon represents our emotions. We can look to where the moon was at the time of our birth to help us understand what we need to feel safe and secure, as well as what nurtures us and what form of self-care helps us refill our tank. But the transiting moon, or where the moon is on any given day, points to where the collective energy is in terms of emotions. So a moon in Aries may mean that we feel energized or impulsive, while a moon in Virgo can have us cleaning up and feeling like we can't get comfortable until everything is in its place. But with a void moon, the moon isn't making any aspects to other planets, and therefore the energy the moon is reflecting to us is quieter and more reflective. I have also been known to call the void moon the cosmic snow day. So if you remember being a kid and having snow days, of course, this is dependent on where you lived. Up north, this is not so much of a thing. But where I am in the south, snow days meant no school. Everything shut down, and it was a time of almost magic where you could stay home, you could nap, watch some TV, spend some time outside exploring if it wasn't depending on the snow. It was a time to slow down. It was kind of a magical pause, a magical moment, a break from the active doing. And it was restful, which is why a void moon is like a cosmic snow day. So just like the snow blankets the world around us and gives us a quiet stillness, a void moon dampens the energy we feel being reflected from the planets to the moon and then down to Earth. A void moon gives us time to go inward and process everything that has been happening around us, you know, integrate what's been happening around us. It gives us time and space to not be active 100% of the time. A void moon actually encourages us to not be active and to slow down and tend to ourselves and tend to our needs and connect with our inner emotional landscape. A void moon can last anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 days. There's a big range of time frames that you can see a void moon last. And that's where you have to use discernment with what I'm about to say about how to use a void moon. because if I'm telling you that a void moon is a time to rest and go inward, if the void moon is 2 days long, most of us can't rest and go inward for 2 days. You know, we have our daily lives to tend to, ourselves and our family and our friends and our work. And so this is where you have to use some discernment and figure out for yourself what you would like to do during a void moon and how you would like to honor that time. Since the void moon is like a cosmic snow day, it's a time to rest, recharge, and recalibrate. Because a void moon doesn't have a lot of energy behind it, it isn't a great idea to begin anything new during a void moon. Often if you do, you'll find that you have to do things over again once the void moon period has passed. So important meetings or presentations that are scheduled during a void moon may pilfer out or need to be rescheduled. Pitches can fall flat. Food from your grocery store, you know, turns stale or gets moldy really fast. Critical connections are missed. We're just not at the top of our game during a void moon, and we're likely to misstep, misspeak, miss things, have to redo things because of mistakes. However, void moons are a good time for anything you routinely do or anything you do every day. It's also a good time for finishing up on things you've already started and clearing things out, clearing out clutter, kind of cleaning up, organizing, basically preparing for when the moon is no longer void. A void moon is also really lovely for napping, working with your intuition, brainstorming, and working with your more feminine side. So think of things like journaling, meditating, really tapping into your creativity, really, and like letting yourself dream. So when I'm planning my week ahead and I see void moons on the calendar, I use this time for rest and downtime when I can, such as when the void moon period occurs on the weekend or evening. That makes it a little easier. If the void moon is during the work week, I make sure to not have any calls or meetings during those times if I can, because miscommunications and last minute scheduling issues can pop up otherwise. And I try to structure my work so that I can do research, brainstorming, or wrapping up a project during the void moon times. And this is why I kind of think void moons are my secret sauce to self-care, because they're like a cosmic permission slip. In our society, we tend to value productivity at the expense of everything else. And we often find ourselves burning the candle at both ends and trying to tackle 50 things on our to-do list each day and then punishing ourselves when we don't reach our not-so-obtainable goals. I like to think of void moons as a cosmic permission slip for rest and recovery. They are a time to step away from the pressure of the always growing task list so you can turn inward, turn into yourself, replenish your energy, and fuel your soul. Whatever helps you center, ground, and fill your tank, a void moon is a wonderful time for it. So, how do you know when the moon will be void? So there are plenty of websites and books that list the void moons. Cafe Astrology is my go-to website for void moons. And I'm really excited to let you know that the 2023 Soul Care Planner, which is now available for pre-order, has the void moons listed. So if you are interested in checking out more about the planner, head on over to the link in the show notes. And let me know how you plan to use or how you already use void moons in your life and if they help you weave more self-care into your day. Until next time.
Loved today's episode?
Be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create more episodes that you will love. For more tools to help you find your own path with the guidance of the stars, visit belladeluna.com.